The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the things I like statistics and numbers for some unknown reason. We all have our idiosyncrasies, and that's one of mine. Very often, when I'm reading an article, I'm looking for a statistic or a number. And an interesting statistic that you may or may not be aware of is that if you look at the Gospels and Jesus' public ministry, three-quarters of the Gospel is all the Gospels, not just one, is about healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation, or forgiveness, reconciliation, and healing, because healing follows really forgiveness. And that's something we all need to look at, because at the present moment, we live, you know, in a very divided society. Now you might ask, and it begs the question really, why did Jesus spend so much time on this particular topic, healing or forgiveness, reconciliation and healing? Simply because of the culture in which he lived at that time. And you see how we're not too much removed from that at the present moment. Jesus lived in a culture where people would not let go of the past. And when you're not prepared to let go of the past, you cannot move forward. You cannot move forward. If you look at history, look at the history of the world, look at the history of this country, look at the history of most countries in the world. And because we are not prepared to let go of the past, we end up in a circle of violence. And we think, or we presume, you can solve all your problems through violence. No, you can't. You can't. We have, somehow or other, we have to be prepared to forgive. And so, we all need to look at that subject this morning. You know, it's a very interesting statement in the gospel this morning. Why do you see the tiny speck in your brother or sister's eye? You can't see the beam in your own. And it's another statistic and fact that when I look at you, and especially when I judge you, I see my faults magnified in you. So what I really see is my own faults, the magnification of my own faults in you. So you can take any simple example. If I have very little respect for the truth, and I rarely tell the truth, I will not believe anything you tell me. I will regard everybody else as a liar. And no matter what you tell me, I'll see it as fake news. You don't have to look far to prove that. If you have no concept of the truth, that's how you are. Another good example is, if I'm a cheapskate, and I'm mean, I'm going to see everybody else as greedy and mean. It's human, it's human nature. Now, you may not accept that immediately, but think about it. And it's a great way of looking at yourself. But what you see in others, it's in yourself. And we all project. And that's what Jesus was talking about. Long before we had psychology or psychiatry or anything else, Jesus was way ahead, 2,000 years ahead of the present day. And we're in now to what? Projection and scapegoating and always blaming somebody else. That's how we are. And so I feel we're at a crisis at the moment, and I was talking about this last week, and so I want to move on from where I was last Sunday morning at Mass. And that's one of the advantages of having a regular Mass, so to speak, that you can carry over or carry on from the week before. And we were speaking about, you know, the difficulties in the church and where we are at the moment. And we are. It's very, very, very bad. What happened in the past is terrible. Is terrible. And we ought to be ashamed of it. But we got to forgive and move on. Now, as long as we're going to live in the past and go back, you cannot change the past. What has happened has happened. Terrible and bad as it was, you cannot go back and change it. But you can change the future, how we're going to live in the future. And that's where hope comes in. And there's no hope unless you're prepared to let go of the past. And you must be prepared. Some of you, and somebody mentioned it to me this morning, I didn't see it, but I wouldn't particularly want to see it, but recently on Netflix, I appeared. Not in the best of circumstances. Some of you know, and some of you may not know, that my time as pastor in England, I was involved in a very difficult case or time there, where a doctor in the parish where I was the pastor or the parish priest was found guilty of murdering up to 500 plus people. Now that's a very difficult thing to even imagine, but it's a fact. And I was very involved in that because I lost a lot of my parishioners who are patients of his. And I saw, I was, you know, interviewed on television. I was involved in programs on radio and so on. And I was, every day for best part of 2 years, there would be a journalist at the door. What do you think was the one question that every single journalist asked me? One question. Can you forgive him? Can you forgive him? And I even got involved then later on in discussion programs and panels on television and radio, and it was always the same topic I was asked. Can you forgive him? Well, I had to. If I'm a true follower of Christ, I had to. When Jesus was being crucified and nailed to the cross, he could have held back. He could have resented it and showed lack of forgiveness. What did he do? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So how did I bring myself around to somehow forgive that man? Well, you have to be sick, and very sick, and to do what he did. You have to be sick, and very sick, to do what some of our confreres did in the Catholic Church. And so, you have to, whilst not condoning what they did, not for one second, I'm not condoning what anybody has, any priest or bishop or cardinal has done to our church in the past. I'm not condoning it. But we have to move on. Same way I had to move on and begin to build up that parish again. I was there. After that event, I was there for another 15 years. And I had a lot of building up to do, a lot of healing, a lot of healing. And I had to have many serious conversations with a lot of people who had lost a mother or a grandmother. He mostly killed women for some unknown reason. And I had to kind of sit down and talk through the whole thing and go through a whole healing process. And also, it affected me very badly. I ended up having a triple bypass because of the stress and the tension and so on. And so I had to forgive him for that. And so a lot of things happened. And so I had to move on. And that's what we have to do in the church. You know, we can go back. We can go back and ask why, and why wasn't something done? Okay, you have a right to do that. But now we got to move on and rebuild and do healing. It's time now to begin the healing process. That's how I feel. And all in my life, I had to do a lot of healing. I had to heal a lot of hurts and memories. And there are people here at Mass this morning who maybe were victims of that abuse. You need a lot of healing. And the biggest part of that healing is forgiveness. Is forgiveness. Because as long as you carry that resentment or bitterness or lack of forgiveness in your heart, you're never going to be healed. I realized that. I'm talking from experience.